Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on the 24th of September 2020. In the call, we have Matt, Michael, Mariana, Bill, Dennis, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay, thank you very much, Pitinan. We have one point which we should resolve today. This is the discussion about this I letter, Latin small letter I with grave, and Latin small letter I with hook. And Pitinan provided us some references, and it seems that we have few tables, at least two of them, and that we have different conclusions from these two tables, and we have to resolve this situation somehow. I'm not clever enough to say what to do. Sorry for this red marked words in the agenda. Probably I forgot to change the language from Serbian to English. That's why those red marks are there. Sorry for it. Okay, so the first item of for today's agenda is what to do with those two, these two eyes. And I hope you've seen the material provided by Pitinan, and I expect from you some kind of solution for this, because I'm not very, let's say, I cannot manage it to make any conclusion looking at this, because I was not present at this face-to-face meeting, and after that we had some calculations were done there, and some, let's say, changes of in making decision what is variant and what is not, and I need someone from you or of you all of you to give me to give. Let's discuss it. I don't know how to start. I don't see any hands. So at least we have two different tables. One from face-to-face meeting, the other from end of August or something like this, where we have different marks. Pitinan, will you show us, maybe to start the discussion, Pitinan, will you show us the tables in question, first one, then another, and we have to decide something. Yes, thank you, Pitinan. We have to find a way through it.
Yeah, right, thank you. But before going there, maybe I can recap what I shared earlier as well.
Yes, please. Yes, that would be very good, because my interpretation might not be correct.
Right. So I think actually I guess the two version of the tables is actually not much of a trouble, because one is just the static decision that the GP made during the face-to-face meeting. And after that, we have some discussion further. And the second table is like the working version, which have the later decisions included. So I'll just use this first. Let's see. Okay. Right. So I guess at the beginning, before the face-to-face meeting, the GP submit one of the version, which I guess in that version, we have a lot of above the acritics in the variant set. And that is also one fact is the GP hasn't really discussed to the finalized yet, but list everything there. So the IP get back and point out that if we make the above the acritics, which is maybe not look so identical, but somewhat look similar, and make it too wide variant set, it can cause also too many variant set as well. And it will cause the transitivities to other script, for example. So that's what IP suggests, that maybe the GP should take a look in more detail which of above the acritic should be in the same set. Then we go to the face-to-face meeting. and the above diacritics be broken down into different pairs, and then we do some comparison. One of the set is the graph and hook above, and the quote points in the set of discussion was OEAUY. For some reason, I wasn't included in the discussion set. It might be missed. So basically, the discussion was all around these five base characters, but we haven't discussed specifically for I. And by the end of the face-to-face meeting, we have two sets in this set. So OE are not variants, and AUI are variants for graph and hook above. Moving on, so then let me show the sheet from the face-to-face meeting. Okay, so this is from the face-to-face meeting. For example, all with acute and, oh, sorry, all with, put the wrong names here. So at before the face-to-face meeting, the marks was from, it was three at the face-to-face meeting. So for this pair, it's not the variance. So it stay there. Okay. Then let me come back. Okay, and then later on, this pair has been discussed again on the call, just to make sure whether the GP keep the decision as is. So we went through again, and at So we confirm the decision from the face-to-face meeting, and we go all each tabs. But at that time, the I wasn't in the discussion set, and so it wasn't being discussed. In that meeting, we do address some of the consistency cases, but it's not relevant to the I with graph and I with hook above. And that's the meeting on 21st. And then later on the meeting in June the 4th, we discussed this again for the case of O. And at that point, Mariana changed the vote. So that will make O become variants for the hook above and grave. And that's the only decision from that day. I think we perhaps missed to think about the E in this set by that meeting. Later on 16th of July, we review again, and then we found out that now E is the only one who left out from the set by our acknowledged by that time. So we discussed whether it should become variance or stay not variant as is. And by this meeting, the decision was to not make it variance, just keep it as is, and then let's see how IP gonna react to it. So that is about the graph and hook above that we have been discussed, which generally just include OE, AUY. We just haven't included the discussion for I in this set yet so far. So that's where we are. And I guess that leads to our discussion today. Thank you. Okay, I have a question in the chat from Bill. Why a big set is a problem? I think the IP would ask to review. It's not so the last set of variants could create the when it's calculated, for example, the Arabic case where they have quite a multiple number of variants, it could generate some of the performance issue as well when you calculate the variance. But yes, if it has to be, then it has to be. So I think that's something IP just wanted the GP to take a look.
Pitinen, let's hear first Bill, then after that we have those two tables where we have I, and we didn't discuss I, so the I should be the main item today. Did I understood it correctly? That's a question for you, Pitinen.
Yes, Mariana.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So, Bill, please go on.
Pardon me, two things. One, my impression when we got the feedback from the IP was not that we should consider it, but that we were being told we had to, we were required to break up the set. So if that wasn't the direction, then there are a couple things we might reasonably go back and take a second look at. My other question is, does anybody have a feel for how big a variance set it, does the IP consider too big? Apparently it's not a handful like five, but is it a dozen, two dozen, 100? You know, where at least vaguely is the threshold that they're concerned about? Thank you.
I cannot give the answer to your question, Bill, because it is not my ground where I feel safe. Maybe someone else. Maybe we should do as we think it should be done and wait for the feedback from IP and see what is their opinion. The only thing I could somehow accept is that they are concerned about transitivity to the other scripts, and that is something which might be problem with other generation panels. That's just my feeling. Let's hear, Bill. Do you still want to say something? It's all here.
Sorry, old man.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. In response to Bill's question, if I'm not mistaken, I think the largest variant sets for the Arabic LGR had 8 items, with I think up to 5 of them being allocatable. And that obviously was accepted. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Mats, please go on.
Well, it's hard to accept that the size as such should be a problem. It's what could be a problem is if transitivity leads to something that Dennis tried to explain in the chat. I mean, like that X and Y turns out to be variants, and that could be in our script or in some other script. But it's hard to, I mean, if there are many code points in different scripts that are variants of each other, that wouldn't create any problem unless we get some kind of transitivity. So I think we should look at transitivity. What are the effects of transitivity? Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Bill, please go on.
Yeah. Transitivity is a wonderful mathematical concept that I think is or should be ignored in something like this. But as far as I can tell, then we've had a couple of discussions on it, we're stuck with it. The alternative is we can take at least the big sets and go through them item, you know, to compare each one to each other one and decide which ones are variants and which ones are not, regardless of transitivity. But that's, I don't think that's a trivial exercise. I'm willing to put the time in, but I don't think that's something we really want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Yes, Michael, I just want to say in response to Matt's comment that, I just want to say in response to Matt's comment that we had a similar discussion in Arab LGR about how many variants is too much. And I remember that Ali Reza successfully made a point saying that there is really no cost associated with variants. So variants by themselves were not the problem. And after long, long discussions about these things, it seemed that many people seem to agree with that point of view. So I also don't think that variants inherently are a problem. Thank you.
Thank
Hi,
you,
this
Meka.
Is Pitinan.
Please, Pitinan, please. Yes, please, go on.
Just to share, during my task when generating the XML, I'm also checking these transitivity mappings, and that I also put this additional table at the end of the proposal. So so when I try to map anything and I don't find the information in each of the previous section, which means it's not directly been analyzed by the GP, then I check what happened, why it become variance by the tool. And then, so for example, like these two become variants, six, normal I and the iota become variants of both of them are the variants of dot less I. So I just wanted to point out, in case you have time, you can go through the list and just to check whether this makes sense as well. I didn't group it by clips. I go by the code points. So you might find I in the beginning and then it's coming up again in the later in the table. So this is one way you can find the information. And another way we can take a look, maybe, and it's easier, is in the HTML. I just shared earlier before the meeting. So for now, for the I set, we have 8 members, which will come to this 32 mappings, which is, I think I am not have opinion on is it big or not, but just wanted to point out that if we have I with hook above in the set, then it will be in this set as well, because of hook above is the variance of normal I. So it will be in here. And that's just one to share. And I think this is the largest set so far for Latin GP. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think we should finalize first the discussion about those two eyes and decide, are they variants or not? And if we decide they are variants, they will be included in as a variant pairs, and we shall see what the transitivity is doing and do we have something which is not acceptable? That's just my only feeling. Please, am I wrong? Correct me. Do we have to discuss this now and decide what to do? I need some response from you. I'm just trying to move forward.
I agree with you, Mariana.
Bill, please go on.
Yeah, I think we do need to make a decision one way or the other, whether it stays here or whether it goes into the confusables with the case for the letter E. One or the other, but we need to come to a conclusion, I think. Thank you.
Mats, please, go on.
I agree with you, Mariana. Good suggestion.
We should thank you. I'm so clever. Sorry.
We should take the decision now.
Yes, we should take now, yeah. And we shall see the result. Yeah, and we shall see the result, and transitivity is explicitly shown during production of XML. If anything appears there which is not acceptable, we shall go back and withdraw some decision or said why we changed our first decision. Pitinen, first, you have changed the code point. You have changed the code points in the report. I mean, firstly, it was a wrong code point there. Yes. Now, as I saw, it seems to me that the correct code point is there. And now, I'm still a little bit confused. Do we have a decision that those two letters are variants or they are not? Because there are some tables, again, in which, let me small letter, I with Macron. No, where is, it's not on the screen. Ah, yeah, that's it, sorry. We have first decided that it is variant in the first, but when you change the calculation of variance, now it is not variant. Should we be consistent and say, yes, those two letters are not variants, and if we include them as a variant, we should say, because this table will also be presented as the result of our work. We should give the explanation why we decided that those two letters will be variant, although our last decision, when you change the calculation of variance, it is decided they are not. Please. We have just two things, or if they are variants, we have to explain why we proclaim those two letters variants, even the calculation said those two letters are not variants, or we shall exclude those two letters from variant table because our calculation is showing that those two letters are not variants. I don't know how to resolve this. Shall we vote about it? Can you, Michael, please help me. Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question? We are referring to the line in 31, 32, 33, which are highlighted. Now, yes. I assume the second method you referred to was the 5 out of 7.
Yes.
And I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rows, which have a number 2. So based on the 5 out of 7 system, that should be included as well, right? So I assume, therefore, that either way, the results would be equal. Or did I misunderstand something?
Yeah. Maybe the calculation or the result specified here is not correct. Yeah, we are human. We can make mistakes. We are here to correct the mistakes. So I don't know. I don't understand what are you calculating, but I believe that you know what are you doing. So, I mean, all of you.
Can I say something, and, please?
Yes, please. Go on. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, sorry. No, Michael, I think you're mistaken. We are looking at each row separately, and none of the rows have more than 4 twos. So the 5 out of 7 rule is for each row separately, and for each of those 3 rows, there's now no 5 out of 7, so no row was voted as a variant, and that's why this is not a variant. It looks okay, and I think we should just stick with our decision. Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Michael. Yeah, now you explained me what means 5 of 7. So in each row we have just 4, not 5 twos, and that's why it is proclaimed not variant. So the calculation is okay. And somehow Those two code points has finished as variants in our variant table. We have just two solutions. If we stay stick to these tables, we should remove those two code points from our variant table, and everyone will be happy or not happy. I don't know. I'm sorry, I cannot follow what is going in chat. Yeah, first Michael, then Bill. There was some confusion, at least in my mind, over whether it is whether five of us through any font was variant or whether five of seven was for each row. If Pitinen is responding, if any font results in variant, decision is variant. So we don't have it. Yeah, so the decision is clear. Michael, please go on.
Okay, I was just gonna ask if you could explain your opinions in voice, Pitinan and Michael and Bill, because I'm not following the discussion in the chat, because based on what Pitinan says, it seems my understanding was right. But when I was listening to Michael now, he said I was wrong. So could someone re-summarize the principle somehow again? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Bill?
This is
Pitinan in between. Yes, Pitinan, please try to explain. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, may I? Because I'm controlling the screen, maybe it's easier to point out.
Yes, please. Yeah.
So this is the area of the vote, and the methodology was to, in each row would be one of the fonts. So each row is representing one font. And for this particular font, the member vote, if it's two, one or two, is toward the variant. If it's three or four, then it's toward not variant. And then let's keep the methodology one. The methodology five of observing was that if the count of this section up to five, then it would say yes here. And each row will respond to the particular fonts and the result. And then if any of these three fonts can result in variant, then the answer is variant. Would that answer your question, Michael? For example, this one. So this will say the font in this row result in variant, then the final decision is variant.
Yes, I think I got the answer now. I understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the answer is no. There's no, in all of these three rows, there's no case for a variant relationship because it's always less than five for each row.
Yeah. Finally, I understood. Yeah. Thank you, Pitinan. So we have to exclude the final decision now, as I understand everything, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is to remove these two code points from the variants, from the table of variants, and everything will be settled fine. Only we, do you agree with me? I hope I understood it. And Michael is saying yes. Let's see, further on. Bill is yes, so the other people are not voting. There is no hands up, there is no no's. So Pitinen, please remove this variant, this pair of code points from the variant set. And now we have settled this issue. Michael, that's a funny.
Just clapping my hands, sorry.
Yeah, but it is so small. It looked to me as a small elephant. So, sorry. Thank you. So, that was everything what was left in preparing the first draft of the report and the part of the report which is connected to inscript variants. Now we have to start with the second agenda, the second item in the agenda. This is the cross script variants. And let's start from the beginning. Looking at the Armenian script, there is no, let's go for further on. Please, Pitinen, there is no comments. Now we have Cyrillic script. What I have said, should this table be sorted by source code point? I don't know. That's just my question. Every table, we sorted somehow those tables using code point values, not the glyph shapes. And it seems to me, oh, now it seems that this Pitinen, have you resorted this? Have you sorted again this?
Hi, this is Pitinen. Please. No, yes. I haven't organized.
Yeah, let's hear what Bill has to say. Bill, please go on.
Yes, since this is designed to be the user-friendly copy of the document as opposed to the XML document, pardon me, it seems to me it makes sense that these be sorted by the source Unicode name so that users can more easily find the letters they're looking for. Nobody outside the Unicode consortium, and maybe us, thinks in terms of Unicode number. It's all people think of these things in terms of the name, and I think that's the way we ought to sort them. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. But I'm sure there are some experience with the other generation panels. And what was the practice? We are, let's say, one of the last generation panels which are finishing their job. So, Pitinen, is there any experience or proposition how to do it? At least we can leave it as it is. Forget my comment and let's go further on. And if IP doesn't like something, they will say yes and we shall sort it. It is not so important. I mean.
Sure. So just to share generally, the other script tend to do it sort by the value of code points. But again, it can be vary because of they might have not so many code points. Which need to be grouped into clips. So I guess it also depends on the GP.
Okay. Just let's not spend more time discussing such things which are not important at this moment. Pitinen, leave it. My proposal is just to leave it as it is, remove this comment. Yeah, Bill has something to say. Please, Bill, go on.
I disagree that it's not important at this moment. What we're doing is getting ready for public comment. I think
we are at least 3 months far from public comment. At least three
so you're months. Saying we'll go back and look at it again after the IP's comment?
We have okay. At least we shall have one look at this report. Before, when we present this report to IP, we shall get their feedback. And I expect there will be some, I hope, not too much remarks or comments from their side. And we shall have to pass through it again. And if we want to if we change the sorting now, we have to resort all our tables. And I don't think it is worth now because we still have some text to finalize, and sorting of the table, at least it is my opinion, is not so important. But I recollect very well that IP asked us the repertoire should be sorted by code point value. It doesn't mean that this one should be sorted in any way. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I made this comment. Sorry for this. Because Pitinen said that we can discuss it, but I don't think this is the discussion so important in this moment. People will, we shall have time to, let's say, do fine tuning of this report when we finalize with comments and after we finish the comments and suggestions from IEP, and I'm sure there will be some number of comments from them. So that's my proposal at this moment. And sorry, Pitinen, Bill, sorry, I don't think it is necessary to spend more time on discussing such things. What Dennis is saying, I'm sorry, it is a little bit. Yeah, it is better now.
This is Pitinen.
Yes, Pitinen.
Yes, so Dennis point out that the reference here to Appendix 9.1.1 is wrong. So I take a look and I saw that this code point actually listed in Cyrillic reference, which the document has at the end. So I propose we can do two things. We refer to the Cyrillic document, or we actually can remove this, because actually the other row doesn't have additional information on this. And we have Bill's hand.
Yes, Bill, please go on.
I would just go with homoglyph. That's what we've got in all the other boxes. It won't cost us anything to be consistent. Just take out the appendix reference.
I think that's a clever solution. Just remove the appendix and everything is as it is. All of those two letters are homoglyphs, as I can see on the screen. Thank you, Dennis, for this comment. Now, again, me. I couldn't find in this material the working tables for cross-script analysis. And I think that those tables should be included somewhere in some appendixes, because we are giving a working material for all our work we have done. And I was just asking, are there some tables or some material, working material about those things? And I saw also today the Pitinen asked Dennis. And I hope they will find the right material. My proposal is just, my comment is just about it. Dennis was. Pitinen, do you understand where this should be done? Because Dennis is writing something. Let's not skip this.
Yes, Mariana, it was capitalized earlier.
Oh, I see. Yep. So that was the problem. Sorry.
Yep. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis, for this. This is just my comment that we should not forget to give the working material somewhere in appendixes. Nothing more than this. And also sorting, skip it. Bill is thinking that we shall, but Bill, please keep it on your mind. And when we send this material to IEP, after that we can discuss about polishing everything what is here. Because believe me, it will be at least one set of comments from IEP, which we have to discuss and incorporate somehow in the report, and maybe two. But in the best situation, we shall have at least one set of comments. Again, I didn't get the response about working material Pitinen. Have you find a way to get the working material and to try to present it somewhere in appendices? Let's first finalize this, and after that we can remove those comments.
Sure. So I have one version when we generated the cross-script variant some time back. I hope that's the latest version. So as the email that you see, I reach out to Dennis who provide me this list earlier, just to confirm if this is the file, and if it is, then I'll just try to capture it into the report. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So this is solved, and please remove all those comments made by me where I am pointing for the working material. Okay. Now we have generic list. It was a new item which we added after as IP requested from us. And please, Bill, go on.
Yeah, we're quoting here from a letter from the MSR, which we're linking to below, and I put that in, I think, because I went and looked at the document, and this isn't an accurate quote. Maybe Pitinen can double check and see what it actually says. But that was the only reason it was up here.
Okay.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, okay. Pitinen will check the quote and change it if it is necessary.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Let's go further on. What we have else? Yeah,
what clips?
Again?
Similar comment.
Yeah, that's it. So please skip it or remove it. Now we have some discussion about underlining. So we have some remarks here. I don't understand this comment, please. The persons in question, let's discuss it, what is wrong and what should be done and what should be changed. And it is again something about editing of the text. Did I catch it properly, Michael? Which? Which marks are used for quoting?
I think in English it should be always the ones on the top, shouldn't it?
I don't know, really. All those different rules are mixed in my head, so should someone help us with this?
Some native speaker, but I'm sure native speaker. It's at the top.
Yeah.
I think Bill dropped off just a little bit, so maybe he's connecting back on audio.
Oh, I see. Maybe Bill has some communication problems. Okay, so that's nothing substantial. That's just how the quotes should be done through the whole document. And Michael, please. Michael, please go
yes,
on.
Yes, you can see on the same screen also that we have further quotation marks in following paragraphs, and they are styled differently. So they should all be done in this way. Probably it was a copy paste thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So quotation marks should be should be unified somehow. And what is the rule?
The standard English rule is put them at the top.
Yeah, standard English, put them on the top. So quotation marks on the top. So Sarmad, yeah, Sarmad also probably wanted to say the same thing as Bill said, because the hand was removed. Okay, that's one technical thing which should be done, to check quotation marks everywhere. What else we have?
This is just some symbol. The arrow wasn't displayed properly. I changed already. Hopefully it's okay now. So I'll just remove it. Just resolve the comment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is properly seen here. I mean, at least on my screen, it is okay. Monospaced font for XML.
Oh, okay, sorry. Okay, and then earlier this text was using the Times New Roman font, which not the monospace, so I select consola. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it look more readable. So I think we can resolve this as well.
Yeah, Michael is saying yes. Okay.
Okay, I can, I will make the table consistency.
Yeah, so, please do it. Yeah, please do it. It should be consistent through the whole document. Okay. Now I have a suggestion. Maybe you don't think it is important, but I think that people want, at least when I want to see who is working with what, I am going to LinkedIn, where most of the persons, most of the people has, let's say, correct CVs or something like this. And I don't know, that's just my proposal. We can leave it as it is. And if someone wants to know what, who are the main contributors for this report, they can look for us in the on the internet. My proposal is to give the links to our LinkedIn profiles, but it is not important at all, really. And if there is no opinion, let it live like this. I don't want to force anyone to expose himself or there is no opinion at all. So nobody is raising hands. So Pitinan, you could remove my comment.
I raised
my hand. Yeah, Michael wants to say something. Please, Michael, go on.
I only want to know if there's any kind of standard, whether official or just by tradition, for other technical boards in this regard.
I don't know, really. What was the practice with other generation panels?
This is Pitinan. I think normally they just list the name. I haven't seen the link so far. Link usually will be linked from the wiki page, but not in the document.
Yeah, okay. Just remove my comment. Please, Pitinan, forget it. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's the last comment. but that's, I do have a few questions on the top as well, which I like to ask.
Please, Bettina, go on.
Yes. So let me go back. Sorry for killing the joy. there is one here. Okay. So just wanted to review some of the comments about references.
Yeah.
So for this one, Mariana mentioned that it's the wrong reference. But however, we don't have anything for Malagasy at all. So I add the Omniglot to Malagasy as the new reference and point it to that one. So just wanted to point out here.
Yeah, it's okay, Pitinen, because it was so. It is not the easy task just checking everything. I was going through XML and going through the references, and then references, does they pointing to the right places in on the internet, and maybe I made some mistakes in between. So two pair of eyes see more than one pair of eyes. So everything what you found that I made that I maybe made wrong, it's okay. Yeah, please go on.
Okay. And then wanted to point out that I added the double S here in the repertoire as well, because normally when we have sequences, we should list it as well. So I list it here, mark it to German, and I will update the index if the GP okay to have this record in the repertoire. Michael, please.
I'm not sure if this is technically correct, because German standard normally use the sharp S. So the sequence, it does occur, but in another function. It does also occur in other languages, in other orthographies. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please.
Yeah, I would, in this particular case, leave it out. As Michael says, SS occurs in lots of languages, and I think it would cause more confusion than it would resolve. Thank you.
I have no opinion about it.
I'll delete the German, yes. Yeah. And just mark that this is for variant mapping purpose.
Yeah, but you will have, you wanted to have them in the repertoire because they appears in variant mapping, but it is not, but for me also, I think it should be removed. It's not a special case. I mean, it is not special case of the, I don't know. Michael, what do you think, Michael? Yeah, Dennis also thinks that it should not be in the repertoire.
Yeah, then I agree.
It should not be. Michael, what did you say?
I agree, it should not.
Okay. So, Pitinen, please remove it. That's good.
Okay.
Because you asked. Yeah?
Okay. Did I go over? Okay. And then the real last comment is here. By your comments about the line, this quote point is not used in Kirundi. Mm-hmm. And this is the reference. So I follow the reference. And so just wondering, should we just take this language out? That's the first question. And the second question is, our reference for Kirundi right now is a different link. Should I update to this one?
I didn't catch properly what was the question, because sometimes I couldn't find the references which we quoted before, and those references sometimes references point are giving now the different results, because in between for 2 years things have been changed, and Omlibot put a lot of new Excel tables pointing, showing the letters which are referenced in some languages. And probably, I cannot remember what case was this, and at this moment I don't understand the question, but please, let's hear what Mats has to say, then Michael. Mats, please go on.
Yeah, my question is, what was the previous reference for Kirundi?
Something which couldn't be found on the internet. I don't know.
But
it could be, because some links vanished, disappeared from internet.
Oh yeah, I know that.
That's why I was changing this.
Right, but where was it? Was it still omniglot or something else.
No, omniglot, some other. Usually those are some other references. Because some of these languages are how developing during last 2 years, and they have the information about them has changed on the have been changed on the internet. That's why I was trying that every reference points somewhere where the list of the glyphs used by this language are represented. And what was the previous, we can find in the previous reports. It's not lost.
Let me pull that out 1 minute.
Yes, please, Pitinen.
What was used previously was a Wikipedia entry.
Yeah, maybe Wikipedia, or I don't know. And now it.
So has Wikipedia no information on Kirundi right now?
Yeah. But I cannot remember. I was doing this before 1 month.
Okay.
I had some reason why I changed this. I cannot remember now. I was just proposing. But if the reference is correct, if something is showing, if the list of the glyphs used by the language are correctly presented, there is reason why not to change this. And maybe I missed something because it has so many references and I was pointing, let's say 3 days, I was looking, are the references correct and such things. It is just a tedious and I might make some mistakes in it. Maybe IP will find it.
Could I comment maybe?
Yes, please, Michael, please go on.
Thank you. So I wanted to make 2 suggestions in regard to this issue. First of all, I've seen that we had, 5 or 6 languages listed there. So I think the simplest way would just to remove Kirundi from this case. And I think it would be a simple fix. And secondly, in regard to links which either become deprecated or which change, or where the content changes or the URL changes, my suggestion is that all of these links, actually, there are services on the internet which save links and save copies of web pages, including a reference of the time when it was saved. I don't know if ICANN has a service of the sort. Wayback Machine is one example, which Michael Bauland mentions. I know other ones from academic contexts, but that would be a solution to make copies of all of these links to ensure that the people reading this actually read the version from a URL which we were seeing at the time and not whatever happens in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for this discussion. I don't think we have time and manpower to look through all those things. I'm sure that none of you has done this, what I have done with it. And let's try to give one draft report, and I'm sure that IP will also check those references and they will find what I missed. And looking back to the references which we used before too, yes, I don't think there is much sense at this moment because I can't do it. And if someone wants to do it, I'm ready to accept whatever results you produce, because it is a tedious and very large task, and maybe I will pass through it again, but make radical changes now and trying to find another solution for the things which happened before 2 years. I have no, sorry, I can't do it. That's it. If someone can, that's okay. Michael, please.
Thank you. I just want to say that I think you may have not understood quite what I meant, because I was not asking for anyone to go and check all the links. I was suggesting that you that someone could make copies of those links using those things such as Wayback Machine suggested by Michael Bauland, because they then create stable copies of the websites which remain forever and theoretically. And you don't have to worry about them becoming deprecated or not existent or changing the content or whatever. Maybe this can also be done in a scripted fashion, so you don't need to do it one by one. But I was not suggesting that we go through each of the reference and verify whether the content is still current. Yes.
I've done it once, and I was proposing just in a few cases to change the reference for a better reference, because Omniglot is relatively stable reference and they are updating, and they are some, this site is how is somehow updated regularly, and I don't think it will vanish. And if we need just the glyphs which are used in Kirundi, they are quite okay represented using Omniglot. And that was my reason. If you think it's that it could be done in some other way, we can go back to the old reference, and some of you will provide the correct link where this old reference could be found. That's all. That's the solution which I can say at this moment. Mats, please go on. At least we can. There is 3 minutes past full hour, so we have to finalize this discussion. And Mats, please go on. And after that, I will close the discussion. And if something rests for the next time, it's okay. Mats, please. Okay.
So, I mean, there's no problem removing Kirundi from small letter I with a Q, but it might be other cases where Kirundi was the only
reference.
Yeah, only language supporting that glyph or that code point.
Let's leave this question for the next time, Pitinen. It is time to close today's call, and there is not a lot of more questions, which we shall finish next Thursday, and after that we shall go to the next item in the agenda. So, thank you very much for taking your part in this discussion. We are very close to the most difficult part of our work. I hope the next items will be much easier to resolve. And now I'm closing the today meeting. And thank you all for taking your part. And bye, and take care, and have a rest and rest. Rest. So the day I'm so tired. So, bye and hear you next Thursday. Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Same to all of you.
Goodbye.
Bye.